אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות כרך ב'
We're reading in the study of the 10 ספירות part 6
הסתכלות פנימית אות י' ד'
Inner observation item 14 You can find the study material on the sites Sviva Tova and Yarvut and so you can send questions live through the sites Anyone asking a question in the study hall should stand up hold the microphone close to his mouth and speak loudly and clearly. Item 14. We must thoroughly understand what the Ari has written above, that the restriction and Parsa are two separate matters. This is because the restriction of Nehi of Ak was to diminish the light for the purpose of Nekudim. And the correction of the Parsa is not for the world of Nekudim itself, which is the world of Atzilut, but for the world of Bria below it.
Perush. כי נעשה כאן התחלה ושורש לגימל
This means that here the beginning of the root of the three worlds, בריאה, יצירה, עשייה, called the separated worlds, was made. It was done by the restriction of Nehi of Ak, where the records rose from the two hays, the first hay and the bottom hay. They connected in Nehi of Ak, and came in the Nikve Einayim. And from this coupling emerged the essential ten sefirot of Nekudim, as the bottom hay in the Einayim, and the Nehi, Yud Kei Vav, in the Echap. It is known that the records of Zon that came from Nehi of Ak returned to their place below the Tabu like the Gar of Nekudim, meaning also through the division of the degree where Bina and Zon went out from the degree. It turns out that this same light of Zon that returned to its place after the coupling of Nikve Einayim in the Rosh of Sag did not fill the entire ten sefirot from the Tabu of the inner Ak downward, but only the Keter and Chochmah in it, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut in it, went out from Atzilut completely and became the three worlds Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and all this was done through the restriction of Nehi of Ak. However, the Parsa is a special correction for the purpose of Bria, meaning for the purpose of the three separated worlds, Bia, that were separated from the light of Atzilut because of the division of the degree. However, they are all named after Bina, meaning the world of Bria, since this is the highest sphira. The matter of this correction is truly a profound issue, since in fact the Parsa is also a division of the degree on the Nikve Einayim that is extended from the restriction of Nehi. However, there is a matter of draws from above and gives below in it. As the Ari brought from the Zohar, it means that there is a matter of ascending and descending in it, where on the one hand, it is the firmament that separates between the male upper waters and the female lower waters through the division of each degree, bringing Bina and Zon outside and making Keter and Chochmah of the degree into male upper waters, and Bina and Zon of the degree were separated and went out as female lower waters, after which the Parsa is called the separating firmament. On the other hand, there is a matter of drawing from above and giving below in her, meaning that by the upper coupling of Ab-Sag, the bottom hay descends from the Einayim to the place of the Peh of the Rosh. At that time, the Parsa is breached, meaning that the difference between Keter and Chochmah to Bina and Zon is cancelled because they return to their degree as before.
Yep.
Mama.
What, Momo?
When does the coupling of Absag that breaches the Parsa happen?
When the records of 4-3 are revealed in the Rosh of Sag.
It's a Nikudim, right?
Correct.
And then Latzilut Briya Yetzira
Asiya?
What happens there?
As I understood, the Parsa is for the purpose of Briya, not for the purpose of Nikudim.
That's what we say, but the Parsa stands above the world of Briya.
Atzilut
is the world of Atzilut. Briya is already
Olam Briya.
The world of Briya.
And the Parsa is not breached anymore?
Parsa only in Gemar Tikkun. We'll learn what happens to it exactly, but what's happening right now till Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, is that it shatters with the shattering of the vessels. They're vessels that enter coupling in Gadlut of the Rosh of Nikudim. And then that light breaks the Parsa.
Is this called given from taken from above and given below?
No.
So what does it mean?
It means that if the Parsa is established correctly, so through the couplings on the records, you can raise and lower the Parsa, raise it and lower it. And then it works like a pump, that it raises vessels that now enter the correction above, and then it goes back down when it connects to vessels that haven't been corrected yet, and then rises up with them again. And that's how the Parsa keeps working until the end of correction, until below it, what remains below the Parsa, below all the corrections, such phases that we can't correct. The stony heart.
When we say that Parsa elevates the vessels, she doesn't really elevate them, right? They're just filled with light, and then we call them, we regard them as ascending.
Oh, supposedly or not, that's not important. We don't talk like that.
No, Israel.
Israel.
תודה רב יקר. שאלה של חבר.
Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend. What is the difference between breaking the screen? Between breaking the Parsa and breaking the screen.
זה אותו דבר.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing, and we don't have this and that.
Again.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Why are Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya regarded as worlds and not as Parsufim?
Because they have the same structure like the world of Atzilut. They ascend to the world of Atzilut under certain conditions and incorporate there. They clothe upon the world of Atzilut, one against the other, in all five parts, that is, in each every world. And for that reason, they are called worlds. Also, later, after all the vessels are corrected, so these vessels are already, they exist in their own place. And they become whole, complete worlds.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, let's go 15.
Item 15.
Shel Chazarat Abina Vezon.
This correction of the return of Bina and Zon to the degree is named only after the Posa. However, ostensibly, this was all done only because of the coupling of Ab and Sag. So how does the Posa help in that to even merit this correction being named after it? The thing is that anything that manifests does not change after its emanation. Hence, after the bottom hay came in the Nikvei Naim once, she never descends from there again. Thus, a second Rosh was installed for the purpose of the ascent and the descent of the bottom hay from the Nikvei Naim, which receives from the first Rosh.
Deainu hamekabel merosh ha'alef, asher ha'hei tata shebenikvei ha'enayim.
Thus, the bottom hay in the Nikvei Naim of the second Rosh is in a state of ascending and descending. And that difference in the Nikvei Naim of the second Rosh between the Keter and Chokhmah in it and the Bina and Zon in it is called the correction of the Parsa, since she is in a state of ascending and descending. This is why the matter of the return of Bia to Atzilut is named after the Parsa, since only she is corrected in this way, that the bottom hay will descend to her place, to Asiya, and Bina and Zon that went out from all the degrees will return. However, the difference that was made in the Nikvei Naim of the first Rosh, called Yishut, is never cancelled with respect to the Bina and Zon that went out from it, since there it is regarded as the beginning of Atzilut, which is not subject to change. Besides the above said, there is another special correction in the Pasa. It hides and conceals the force of the bottom hay in the Nikvei Naim of the first Rosh, so it does not impart below when the Achap returned to the Rosh. Had it not imparted down to the second Rosh, the bottom hay of the second Rosh would have been unable to descend from the Nikvei Naim to the Peh, since the force of the upper one always dominates its lower one. However, the Parsa conceals it, and her power is not imparted below at that time, and remember that. From the above said, you can understand the distinction between Havaya of Ab and Havaya of Sag. As Havaya of Ab is filled with Yuds, so Havaya of Sag is filled with Yuds. The only difference between them is in the filling inside the Vav. The filling of the Vav of Havaya of Sag is with Aleph, like this. Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. Since the meaning of the shape of the Aleph is explained regarding the correction of the Pasa. Its shape has two yuds, an upper yud and a lower yud, with a slanted line, which is the Pasa, diagonally separating between them. This implies a division of the degree that occurred because of the restriction of Nehi and the ascent to the Nikveinai. The upper yod is the phase of Keter and Chochmah of the degree from the Nikveinaim and above, called male upper waters. And the lower yod is Bina and Zon of the degree from the Nikveinaim and below, which went out from it, called female lower water. And the Parsa between these yuds is the firmament that separates between water and water. This matter is the association of the quality of mercy with judgment. It is the first beginning of the worlds. This is why Aleph is the Rosh and the beginning of the 22 letters from which the worlds were created. Again, item
15.
This correction of the return of Bina and Zon to the degree is named only after the Parsa. However, ostensibly, this was all done only because of the coupling of Ab and Sag. So how does the Parsa help in that, to even merit this correction being named after it? The thing is that anything that manifests does not change after its emanation. Hence, after the bottom hay came in the Nikveinaim once, she never descends from there again. Thus, a second Rosh was installed for the purpose of the ascent and the descent of the bottom hay from the Nikveinaim, which receives from the first Rosh. Thus, the bottom hay in the Nikveinaim of the second Rosh is in a state of ascending and descending. And that difference in the Nikveinaim of the second Rosh, between the Keter and Chochmah in it, and the Bina and Zon in it, is called the correction of the Parsa, since she is in a state of ascending and descending. This is why the matter of the return of Bia to Atzilut is named after the Parsa, since only she is corrected in this way, that the bottom hay will descend to her place, to Asiya, and Bina and Zon that went out from all the degrees will return. However, the difference that was made in the Nikveinaim of the first Rosh, called Yisut, is never cancelled with respect to the Bina and Zon that went out from it, since there it is regarded as the beginning of Atzilut, which is not subject to change. Besides the above said, there is another special correction in the Parsa. It hides and conceals the force of the bottom hay in the Nikveinaim of the first Rosh, so it does not impart below when the Achap returned to the Rosh. Had it not imparted below, imparted down to the second Rosh, the bottom hay of the second Rosh would have been unable to descend from the Nikvei 9 to the Peh, since the force of the upper one always dominates its lower one. However, the Parsa conceals it, and her power is not imparted below at that time, and remember that. From the above said, you can understand the distinction between Havayah of Ab and Havayah of Sag. As Havayah of Ab is filled with Yuds, so Havayah of Sag is filled with Yuds. The only difference between them is in the filling inside the Vav. The filling of the Vav of Havayah of Sag is with Aleph, like this. Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. Since the meaning of the shape of the Aleph is explained regarding the correction of the Parsa, its shape has two Yuds, an upper Yud and a lower Yud, with a slanted line, which is the Parsa, diagonally separating them. This implies a division of the degree that occurred because of this restriction of Nehi and the ascent to the Nikvei Naim. The upper Yud is the phase of Keter and Chochmah, of the degree from the Nikvei Naim and above, called male upper water. And the lower Yud is Bina and zone of the degree from the Nikvei Naim and below, which went out from it, called female lower water. And the Parsa between these Yuds is the firmament that separates between water and water. This matter is the association of the quality of mercy with judgment. It is the first beginning of the worlds. This is why Aleph is the Rosh and the beginning of the 22 letters from which the worlds were created.
Okay.
Ma momo.
What momo?
כותב שיש הוויה במילוי יודין.
He writes that there is הוויה filled with yuds and הוויה filled with vav.
בין אב ובין סג.
Between אב and סג.
מה זה המילויים האלה? זה האור?
What are these fillings? Is this light that is in the פרצוף?
Yes, of course.
כן.
Yeah.
Rav, מה זה אומר שהפרסה עולה?
What does it mean that the parsa ascends, and what does it mean that it descends?
Parsa זה אותו מקום איפה
שנגמר. The parsa is the place where
עולם האצילות.
The world of Atzilut ends.
זה הפסק.
It's a stop between the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia. That border between them, called the Parsa, ascends and descends.
He says that the bottom A, Malchut, does the actions. She lacks Gaal, she lacks the upper Sfirot, and she has to complete herself.
So,
what is the Parsa? Basically, what is the role of the Parsa? How does it serve Malchut?
The role of the Parsa is the border that can change its state, its location.
Because it gives,
by that, its vessels can, if they're above, they can go below the Parsa, and the opposite, the vessels that are below, that receive corrections, can ascend above the Parsa.
Another question. When the lower one rises to the upper one, what is What does it elevate, itself or the broken records?
That depends which state we're talking about.
The excerpt we just read, what is the purpose of this whole ascent and descent?
The ascents and descents, it's like in a pump, that it raises upward vessels that can be there and lowers below vessels that can't be above.
But these records, Nekudot of Sag that descended and met Malchut, they discover that they are powerless to rise.
Right.
So, is the purpose for the lower one to ascend, or it needs to scrutinize something?
The purpose is that the lower one will scrutinize that they fell into the lower one. They'll scrutinize exactly who they are, what they are, what they're lacking in order to ascend.
Thank you.
Again.
What does it mean that there is Havaya? Is it a specific vessel? And it, at one time can receive it, this light or that light, this filling or that filling?
Havaya is a structure without fillings, without anything. That is the structure that must be in creation, from beginning to end. It's all divided into such havayot, havaya, in each and every state. And that's why I have not changed havaya, as it's written. That's it.
So, what changes between Havaya being located in one place where she can receive this light or being placed in a different position where she receives a different light?
It depends on the external conditions, on what world it's in. Havaya is like a whole potsuf.
So can we call Havaya a vessel?
Yes.
So what I thought was that a vessel is a certain shape that receives a certain light, and light is not the vessel, it's an initial form of a vessel, it's a structure.
A structure.
So we have this structure, and from this come all the vessels.
Yes.
Yes, Gilad.
Yes, Gilad.
He says that there is the first Rosh, where the bottom Hay never descends. And in the second Rosh, the bottom Hay of the Parsa ascends and descends, and he says that there are corrections there, where the Parsa conceals her, and at that time her force is not given below. Why is it that it's concealed from the second Rosh, that the Parsa cannot come down, descend? Why is it regarded as a correction?
What state are you speaking about exactly?
Maybe Moshe can read it. It's at the end. But the difference that was made in the first Rosh, called Yisut, is never cancelled with respect to the Binan Zone that emerged from it. Because there it is regarded as the beginning of Atzilut, which is not subject to change. Besides the above, there is another special correction in the Pasa, which conceals and hides the force of the bottom Hay, which is in the Nikvenaim of the first Rosh, so it doesn't impart below when the Ahab returned to the Rosh.
For
it did not bestow below to the second Rosh, the second Rosh would not be able to descend to the Nikvenaim below. So the upper force always controls the one below it, but the Parsa conceals it, and its force is not imparted at that time downward. And remember this.
You have an answer for him?
You don't hear
him. I don't hear him.
Should I repeat the question?
Where
are you?
Item 15, paragraph beginning. However, the difference.
It's in the end of the difference in Nikve 9. However, the difference that was made in Nikve 9.
ארבע שורות מלמטה, סוף טור א'.
אין טור א', טור ב'.
באות את ו' ויש...
In item 15, there is after two paragraphs, however, the difference that was made in the Nikve Naim of the first Rosh called Yisut.
Hello, Mutze.
I
can't find it.
I'll read it. However, the difference that was made in the Nikve Naim of the first Rosh called Yishsut is never cancelled with respect to the Bina and Zon that went out from it, since there it is regarded as the beginning of Atzilut, which is not subject to change. Besides the above said, there is another special correction in the Parsa. It hides and conceals the force of the bottom hay in the Nikve Naim of the first Rosh, so it does not impart below. When the Achap returned to the Rosh, had it not imparted down to the second Rosh, the bottom hay of the second Rosh would have been unable to descend from the Nikve Naim to the Peh, since the force of the upper one always dominates its lower one. However, the Parsa conceals it, and her power is not imparted below at that time. And remember that.
Ken, Gilad.
Yes,
Gilad.
It sounds like a cunningness that there was a concealment, so the lower one won't know that he can't bring the pasa downward.
And then it breaks.
Yeah, it breaks. So why is that a correction? He says there's such a correction.
And the breaking is a correction. The breaking is a correction. All the operations from the beginning of creation to the end of creation is only corrections with respect to the lower ones.
How does it work on us? What's concealed from us that we can constantly make mistakes and not hold on?
From us? The actions, the most fundamental operations are concealed, that it's forbidden to receive in order to receive, that there is no there's no benefit from the connection between us, elementary things.
And that stems from this first concealment?
Yes. Everything stems from the first concealment.
Because until this stage, it's like the upper one was completely working on the lower one, and
yes.
Suddenly here there's a concealment. There's a force about the upper one that the lower one doesn't know about.
Yeah. To make a place for the created beings, this cessation, this stop was made. Right. Okay, we already have... no. We can't continue. What do we have in the third part?
The writings of the last generation.
Okay,